Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, November 18th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Donkey Kong Country. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we explore the depths of Wikipedia, one article at a time. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're taking a trip down memory lane to rediscover a beloved classic from the world of video games. That's right, folks. We're diving into the hop and bop universe of Donkey Kong Country. Now, many of you might remember the excitement when Donkey Kong Country first hit the shelves back in 1994. It was a groundbreaking release by Nintendo and developed by Rare, a UK-based game studio that quickly became a household name. But what made this game so special? Why did it capture the hearts and minds of gamers across the globe? Let's strap in and find out. Donkey Kong Country was not just another platformer. It was a landmark for its time, both in terms of graphics and gameplay. The game used pre-rendered 3D graphics, which were unheard of on Super Nintendo Entertainment System, making a lasting impression with its lush environments and vibrant characters. Imagine the awe of gamers as they saw these rich visuals come to life on their screens. It wasn't just a game, it was an experience. The story of Donkey Kong Country is quite straightforward. It's a classic tale of adventure and recovery. Our protagonist, Donkey Kong, alongside his nephew Diddy Kong, embarks on a quest to reclaim their stolen banana hoard from the villainous King K. Rool and his reptilian Kremlin crew. The beauty of the game lies in its simplicity and the sheer joy of bouncing, rolling, and swinging through different levels, teeming with hidden treasures and pesky adversaries. The game spans across various environments, jungles, caves, snowy mountains, and even underwater sequences. But here's an interesting question for you. How did these diverse environments elevate the gaming experience for you? Think back to your own experiences, the excitement of discovering new levels, and the anticipation of what might come next. Anecdotally, I can recall the sheer joy and, well, frustration of attempting to complete the minecart levels or trying to find every secret bonus room. The game's difficulty spikes gave it a reputation for being both rewarding and challenging, a fine balance that contributed to its long-lasting appeal. An intriguing aspect of the development story is the collaborative nature of how Donkey Kong Country came to fruition. Rare utilized powerful silicon graphics workstations to create their groundbreaking visuals, and their collaboration with Nintendo underlined a fruitful creative partnership. A fun fact is that Rare's Tim Stamper and Chris Stamper, along with their talented team, managed to produce this masterpiece with only a handful of people compared to today's development studios, a testament to their innovation and vision. Now, let's talk about the music. Ah, the music. Who can forget the iconic soundtrack composed by David Wise, Eveline Fisher, and Robin Beanland? The music was a highlight of the game, evoking emotions that matched perfectly with the game's atmosphere. Aquatic ambience, for instance, remains a fan favorite to this day. Its serene, calming tones capturing the essence of exploring the underwater world. Isn't it amazing how music can enhance storytelling in video games just as effectively as in films or television? Here's a thought-provoking question for you. How does music influence your experience of a game or a movie? Perhaps there's a score that instantly transports you to another time or place. I'd love for you to ponder this and think about the impact Donkey Kong Country's music had on your enjoyment of the game. The legacy of Donkey Kong Country is undeniable. Its impact is still felt today, with Donkey Kong remaining one of Nintendo's most cherished franchises. The game spawned sequels, re-releases, and even inspired a TV series. Its influence is evident in how platformers have evolved, yet few managed to capture the charm and innovation that Donkey Kong Country encapsulated. As we wrap up this episode of Wikipedia, let's reflect on how a seemingly simple game about apes and bananas redefined an industry. Its innovative graphics, engrossing gameplay, and unforgettable music all combined into a perfect storm that many gamers still cherish. What's your favorite memory of playing Donkey Kong Country? I encourage you to revisit those memories and perhaps even take a peek at the article on Wikipedia to discover even more about the history and development of this classic. Until next time, this has been Wikipedia, where knowledge is just a click away. And curiosity drives us forward. Remember to keep those bananas safe, and happy gaming to all.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Donkey Kong Country. Thanks for listening. See you next time.